Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A U.S. appeals court has upheld the International Court of Trade's findings that arbitrary tariffs imposed on virtually every nation trading with the U.S. are illegal. The International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, is not intended to grant the president unlimited authority to impose tariffs, according to the court, which delayed enforcing the decision until October 14th. The 7-4 decision threatens to undo a, quote, baseline, end quote, tariff of 10% on nearly every country in the world. The same results could be achieved via an extension of Section 232 tariffs, or President Trump could seek congressional approval for his levies. The Section 232 tariffs were imposed under a legislative provision designed explicitly for setting import duties. The process is more complicated and time-consuming as it relies on findings determined with industry input. Trump can also impose tariffs under the 1930 Tariff Act and Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974, which he has previously used to impose tariffs on China. Trump instead used IEEPA to impose more sweeping tariffs not tied to specific sectors. Judges ordered the lower court to determine whether the U.S. must repay billions of dollars collected since the tariffs were imposed in April. The government announced that it will appeal the decision and stated that it will reimburse the tariffs it has collected if ordered to do so. The finding calls into question several trade agreements negotiated under the threat of so-called reciprocal tariffs. Trump responded that, quote, if these tariffs ever went away, it would be a total disaster for the country. It would make us financially weak, and we have to be strong, end quote. What it comes down to is that the president's emergency powers are designed for emergencies, said one legal scholar. Steep tariffs have forced Indian suppliers to curb exports to one of their most important trading partners. A 25% duty on Indian imports to the U.S. announced July 31st was subsequently doubled effective August 27th. Following the announcement, hopes were raised that a trade agreement could be negotiated, and hope remains, but neither side has signaled a deal. The U.S. imported 17 million kilos of Indian tea in 2024. U.S. President Donald Trump raised tariffs to 50% to compel India to stop buying oil from Russia. Proceeds from the sale of oil to India and China finance the war against Ukraine, said Trump. The U.S. is a significant market for Indian tea, and the tariff impact is immediate, according to the Indian Tea Association. Exports through May were at 6.26 million kilos. Prices that averaged around $4.25 per kilo have ballooned to $6.28 as the wholesale price increases by $2.12 per kilo before retailers' markup. The impact of the increase was immediate as suppliers held shipments. An ITA spokesman said the tariff would be, quote, a limiting factor for exports of the beverage to the U.S., end quote. A year ago, Vadim Tea founder Bala Sarda was celebrating the brand's appearance on shelves in Walmart locations across the U.S. Sarda wrote on LinkedIn that for, quote, any entrepreneur building a business in the U.S., this milestone is right at the top of the checklist and a dream, end quote. Vadim is the first Indian tea and spice brand retailing in mainstream U.S. stores. The, quote, digital-first company reports that as much as 62% of its business is from the U.S. He told The Telegraph last week that, quote, the next couple of months are going to be very crucial. We have gone from 0 to 50% tariff in a month, end quote. Tea executives are concerned that the trade turmoil may continue, disrupting shipments for months. The indefinite postponement of bilateral trade talks, initially scheduled for August 25th, may be lifted. During a Senate hearing this week, U.S. Ambassador to India Sergey Gore hinted that a trade deal with New Delhi is a few weeks away. Quote, India and the U.S. are not that far apart, he said. President Trump has invited India's Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to Washington, D.C. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, quote, India is one of the top relationships America has today in terms of the future of the world, end quote. U.S. Trade Representative Howard Lutnick said, quote, we're going to sort this out with India once it stops buying oil. In the meantime, India is seeking a swift EU trade deal to avert becoming tangled in a demand that the EU impose 100% tariffs on both India and China. TBiz Assam-based correspondent Rupa Goswami writes that Risa T is radiologically safe 30 years after Chernobyl. For nearly four decades, the Black Sea province of Risa, Turkey's T heartland, has been under the shadow of Chernobyl's radioactive meltdown. When fallout from the Chernobyl disaster drifted across the Black Sea in April of 1986, crops were blighted, exports suffered, and consumer trust was shaken. A new study published in the Journal of Food Composition and Analysis confirms that today's Risa is radiologically safe. The researchers emphasize how little systematic monitoring had been conducted since 2016 when cesium-137 reached its 30-year half-life. Their study, they say, offers a valuable baseline for both national and international food safety databases, which is essential not only for Turkish consumers, but also for export markets where Risa tea is sold. Quote, baseline environmental measurements provide critical information, end quote, they write. Analyses after nuclear events not only reveal the level of contamination, but also whether its impact decreases over time, end quote. For Turkey's tea industry, centered in Risa, which produces about 70% of the country's tea, the findings are more than just scientific. They help end a difficult chapter, rebuild trust in a crop that is vital to Turkish cultural identity, and reassure buyers from Europe to the Middle East that Risa tea is safe. The message is clear. For those who enjoy Risa tea once overshadowed by nuclear fears, their cup is clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.